I believe that it is within our power to feel amazing every day. Yeah, things will happen that are outside your control. Maybe you get rear-ended on your way to work or your air conditioner dies. Maybe someone close to you hurts you. All of those things will happen. Worse things will happen. Smaller annoyances will occur. And still, it is within your power to feel amazing every day through your attitude, perspective, sleep, food choices, and so much more. You can make each day amazing. A couple weeks ago, I shared that for some undefined period of time, I will be sharing what that looks like for me each day. One of my clients summed it up perfectly with a post she shared inside our private Facebook group. It said, "Most people have no idea how good their body is designed to feel." And I'm in that pursuit. It takes a lot of forms: sleep, nutrition, attitude, perspective, workouts, body care, meditation, fun. And I checked all of those boxes today, which feels pretty amazing. The highlight was my massage / Grafton / cupping appointment. My trainer recommended a new massage therapist, and holy moly, did she ever work on my back. I left feeling less tense and with less soreness than I have had in weeks. Yep, it is an investment, but what's more worth it than my health? One of the primary influences on how amazing I feel is what, when, and how much I eat. Personally, I feel best when most of my dietary intake comes from vegetables, then fat, then protein, very little starch and sugar. I feel best when I have two bigger meals each day and no snacks. Brunch was a big plate of cauliflower rice with bacon and eggs. I had a dinner event and was told we'd have dinner there, but there weren't a ton of good options. So I had two chicken wings and a piece of cheese and a lot of water. Not ideal, but definitely within the circumstances, the choice that would make me feel most amazing. And yeah, everyone at the event was drinking, but I feel most amazing when I don't drink. Someone messaged me the other day and asked what it looks like when I want to make a choice that doesn't make me feel amazing. And that happens every day. Today, for example, I thought about sipping a cocktail or a glass of wine at the dinner event. My approach to those moments is to keep it super simple. There's no negotiation. There's no debate. I don't run through a million justifications of why it would be okay or how I earned it. I simply ask, will it make me feel amazing? It's either yes or no, and there's no drama or emotion. Would drinking tonight make me feel amazing? Or would not drinking tonight make me feel amazing? Not drinking, the end. I think it's a huge energy vacuum to negotiate incessantly. Keep it simple. It's not that complicated. My scheduled workout included some overhead lifts and burpees, but since I just got a massage, I want to avoid aggravating my neck and back for at least a few hours. So while I could make a big story about how I should skip the workout today, I know I feel best when I do work out. There's a lot of movement I can do that will still allow my neck and back to rest. So I headed to the gym and decided to do a heavy back squat EMOM, as well as some 400 meter runs with full recovery in between. Do what makes you feel your best, and I will chat with you soon.